وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك يا أخي الكريم، حفظك الله ورعاك. My dear brother, وفيك بارك الله. My dear brother, to answer your question, I would like to give you a small introduction. Here's a small قاعدة, actually is a fact in our religion, just to remind you, remind my brothers and sisters. My dear brother, you cannot make a correct judgment regarding any specific issue in our religion unless you combine all the evidence in this matter. If you want to achieve the correct understanding and judgment regarding any specific matter in our religion, you need to combine all the evidence that is connected with this issue from all sides. Then after that, the judgment will become clear in front of your eyes. So in this matter, akhi, we have two kinds of adila in our sharia. The first one, the dalil, like how you mentioned, no contagious. The Prophet ﷺ say no contagious. لا عدوى ولا طيرة الحديث. It means the disease cannot spread by itself. The other hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, فر من المجذوم فرارك من الأسد. Run away from the leprosy person, the person who got affected by leprosy, by جذام. So the Prophet, his kind of a skin disease could be spread easily in between the people. So the Prophet ﷺ here, he set us to avoid the person who infected by leprosy. Then in this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ say no contagious. What's the correct understanding? Same thing, hadith Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and the Prophet ﷺ said, if you hear the ta'un, the contagious disease being spread in some lands, don't enter it. And if you are in, don't go out. It's kind of isolation to control the contagious disease. Means this hadith, he proved there's a contagious disease. So what's the correct understanding about that? The answer is, the correct understanding for these statements is, means the contagious disease doesn't spread by itself without Allah's permission. Everything by Allah's permission. So, don't think that the contagious disease is by itself could spread among the people. No, everything is go by Allah's permission. That's why in that hadith the Prophet ﷺ said, who affect the first person? It's by Allah's permission. Don't feel panic. Don't stop your life completely out of contagious disease. Don't feel desperate out of Allah's mercy. No, try your best to be normal with taking all kind of means and asbab to protect yourself and your family from the contagious disease. My dear brother, this is the opinion of the majority of the ulama, salafan, khalafan. The contagious disease and the spreading disease is existing and it could affect you, but everything by Allah's permission. Everything by Allah Azza's permission. So my dear brother, if you would like to protect yourself from the contagious disease, first go back to your Lord. First ask protection and aid from your Lord. Then after that, do your best to protect yourself according to the practical means, according to the means that according which is come from the people who they have experienced in this kind of disease. This is the meaning of the hadith, my dear brother. There is no contradiction in our religion. Barakallahu feek. Wa hadha qawlu 'ammati ahli al-'ilm. I think the masala is clear, my dear brother. Barakallahu feek.